stunning season-opening victory at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Then went on that first road trip and were flat. They lost in Tennessee, coming up losers in Nashville to the Titans. And all of a sudden, you started to wonder, is this going to be a seesaw season? It wasn't, except for this fact that the Ravens had four losses, all four to teams with losing records. It was the riddle of 2011. So, Ed, 2012 arrives. Similar start. You blow out the Bengals the way you blew out the Steelers. You know every game's not going to be 44-13, but you have to know you can do things differently between tonight and Sunday in Philadelphia to try to have a different outcome. Yeah. What are those things you have to change prior to Sunday to have a different outcome?
Well, it all starts with your mindset. I mean, last year we knew going to the game we were the favorite, and we thought just because we were the Ravens that we were going to go there and just – ultimately just win the game just off based off who we were. Just let our talents play. This year, I think our mindset's a lot different. We respect all teams, but we fear none. Going on the road, we will play a Philadelphia like we will play a divisional opponent. So we got to take the mindset that we took into Cincy and that Steelers game for last year into every single game that we play. And I think that the guys this year that were a year older, some of the young guys have grown up a whole lot. Our offense look a lot different, and our defense has always been there. So I think the guys' mindsets are definitely different.
The offense showed the ability last night to really show bounce-back ability, resiliency, in that the momentum had swung. The Bengals had taken control of the momentum. They were up 17-13, and it looked like one miscue from the offense, and Cincinnati would not only get the ball, but you sense they might get the lead.
Yeah.
You then put together 27 unanswered points. Take me into the sideline. Take me into the huddle. What was the sense of the offense where you guys must have had some sense of you needed to start redictating the terms?
Well, we sensed that the momentum was going a little bit in their favor, but the mindset of the offense never changed. We still wanted to get points out of every single drive and wanted to get touchdowns instead of field goals, but preserve field goals as well. But our mindset never changed. We just got a little bit more aggressive and play calling got a little different, and we attacked him a little bit more.
Aggressive is the key word, and play calling ties into that. Cam Cameron stayed extremely aggressive, not only with that first play, but I want to go back to 17-13. There was about 9 minutes left, third quarter. Mike Nugent had just hit a field goal for them, and you guys came right out, and Cam Cameron kept things wide open. Typically, naturally, the inclination would be to start kind of playing it a little closer to the vest.
Yeah.
He didn't. That has to make you feel confident as a player when your offensive coordinator stays wide open.
Yeah, I mean, we trust Cam Cameron with everything he calls. It's tough to have a job like him with all those weapons out there. I thought about that last night because I came in the game with only two catches. And I was like, we won by like a lot of points. We scored 40-some points, but we got weapons everywhere out there. We got Jacoby. We got Torrey. We got Anquan. We got Ray Rice. We got myself. We got Dennis Pitta. And we still got more young star that's coming up. Joe got numerous amount of people to throw the ball to, and that running back that we got in the backfield is going to carry us a lot of games. So Cam Cameron, it's hard to pick one play to call every single series.
And you mentioned you had two receptions. Ray Rice had 10 carries. This is a team that in the past usually didn't win if Ray Rice didn't have 20 or more carries. He had 10 carries. The good news is he averaged almost 7 yards a carry. So you found the middle open at times. Torrey's found a deep open at times. And because of all that weaponry, while individually you may not get as many individual balls thrown your way or handed your way, you are, I sense, starting to find more open field when the ball does come your way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You said it right. We spread the ball evenly throughout everybody last night, and you can see that Joe was throwing to everybody last night, and that's a tough thing to defend when you can put the ball in each player hand on the team and make plays.
Are you a Twitter user?
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah. If you have a Twitter question, you can always tweet them to me at Jerry Sandusky. That's Jerry with a G, as we like to remind everybody. And we have a couple of questions for you from Twitter. And one is that question for Ed: what role do you, Ed, expect and hope to play in this vaunted offense? Perhaps that'll be different than what you saw last year or the year before.
Well, it picks up week in and week out. I mean, when we explored our matchup problems and we see that the linebacker is a little bit weaker and we have to go to the tight ends, and that's when our role bumps up each week. But when we know we can ground and pound and give it to that that beast of a running back that we got, we're going to do that. So my role varies every week. I've just a smart player and whatever the team asks for, if that's picking up a little bit more special teams each week or killing them down the seams, that's what you're going to see me doing. Whenever we can put up 44 points and me as a football player contribute to that, I'm happy.
And as a tight end, you are part of the position that is revolutionizing this next generation in the NFL. We saw it last year in New England with Gronkowski and Hernandez. They really changed the position in that.
Yeah.
This league has always had great tight ends. You work for one of them in Ozzie Newsome, a Hall of Famer.
Without a doubt.
Mike Ditka prior to that, John Mackey with the Baltimore Colts. There have always been great tight ends, but teams have never employed two extremely effective tight ends simultaneously, like we're seeing now with the Ravens, with the Patriots. Other teams are starting to go there.
Yeah.
Players' perspective, how is that changing the defenses you now see?
The defenses, they have to account for the tight end. Because usually back, it started with Ozzie, like you said. They had to account for the tight end. Basically, the tight end is just not the one-dimensional guy that just blocks and then catches the little out route or a delay route. We're stretching the seams out so, like a wide receiver, so to say. So the game has evolved to something a little bit different. But tight ends is just more versatile these days, you know. And our offense is a little bit different than New England's defense. Those tight ends are probably 90% of their offense. And here, like I said, we have a lot of weapons. So they can't just key in on these two tight ends. Or are they going to get hit on the outside with our fast wide receivers?
Or on the inside with Ray Rice, because even though
that's
you and
everybody.
Dennis are both big-time receivers, you yeah. both still carry significant blocking responsibility.
Oh, that's without a doubt. I mean, if they don't count for Ray Rice, they haven't been doing their homework.
So is it, you know, every tight end would probably prefer to catch the ball than to have to block a linebacker, but do you still enjoy the play call when you hear that Ray Rice is going to get a handoff? You know you've got to throw a key block, and the play is setting up for you to do that.
Whenever we block for Ray Rice and Ray Rice spring forward to a long run and get a touchdown, we're probably the first people in the end zone to celebrate with him. Like myself, I'm definitely the type that if I spring for a big block for Ray Rice, I'm more happy than – a little bit more happy than scoring a touchdown because I contributed to one of his long runs.
And he had two touchdown runs last night, a 7-yarder and a 1-yarder, and I have not looked at the game recap, so refresh my memory. Were you in there on those runs?
Yeah, both of them.
Did you get a good block in?
Yeah. One of them, I had a good fake. I took two guys on a motion on the goal line route. I took two guys, and he kind of like squirted through the middle, and I was the first one to put my hands up. That's a touchdown. Like before the referees did, I'm like, if you don't call it a touchdown, there's something wrong with you.
You don't need replacement referees in the NFL. You have tight ends. They'll make all the calls for you, and one of those tight ends, Ed Dixon, is our guest. We continue with Ed as we continue on Ravens One-on-One here on WBAL and WBAL.com.